You said that your wife did the washing down.
It's a spring. We called it the spring. Had to walk. Just happened to be the spring. Happened to be away from the house about 200 or 300 yards, you know, about 300 yards.
And then what did she do with the clothes after she washed them?
Well, most of the time she'd hang them up and let them dry, and then either bring back what was ready when she'd come back, or either have to go back after them, one or the other, you know. She wouldn't pack those wet clothes right back to the house. She'd have a line down there near the spring that she'd hang them on, you know. You had to hang them out and let them dry, you know. You'd have to try to pick a pretty day to wash in, you know.
What would she take them down there to wash them in?
Just, by golly, in her arm. Just take her tie, just tie them in a sheet, put the clothes in a sheet and tie the sheet up and just throw it over her back and hold it and tote it down there. Now, a lot of time I'd help carry the clothes down, and a lot of time I'd help get the wood. And I mean, I had to get the wood, you know, to put around the wash pot, to heat the water, to boil them with. And sometimes I'd help her do that if I had time. A lot of time I was off of work and didn't have time to do it. She'd have to do it all by herself, you know. Because when we could help her, we'd help her, and when we couldn't, we did. But she'd do it anyway.
What did the wash pot look like?
One of something right there at the end of the porch.
That iron?
That big old iron thing at the end of the porch on the ground there with legs on it. Got three legs on it. And a big old thing up about this high, and it's oval, you know, round, it's big pot belly, you know, in the middle is big, and just slopes off at the bottom, you know, and gets a little narrow at the top. Well, that's the old wash pot she used to wash in. We've had that for, I guess we've had that for 50 years.
Well, you said that you keep the broom in the service room here?
Oh, we just keep it sitting up there, just the left of the door as you go out. We just keep the brooms there, brooms and stuff. Like, you can see them yonder now, standing up there. Don't you see it right in the corner, just where you got the back door?
So if you open the door, where would you say the broom was?
They'd be behind it. Just keep behind the door. When the door's open, the brooms are behind the door. That's usually where the people keep brooms, behind the door. Of course, now a lot of people have broom closets, but we just happened to go to trouble to build no closet, to keep brooms in it, because there's not many of them, we just keep them there.
Well, nowadays people have permanent press clothes. But back then, when your wife hung the clothes on the line, didn't they have a lot of wrinkles in them as well?
Oh, yeah, she'd have to come to the house and iron them. Iron the thing. All it had to be ironed. She'd have to iron them. She'd take them, they'd dry, and then she'd sprinkle them again. Sprinkle them, you know, with water and iron them. And I mean iron them with a little old iron about that long with a little old handle on it and heat it on the stove. And have to go tote wood in and heat the stove to put the irons on, you see. And iron everything she ironed with a little old iron. Back those days, you had them little hand iron just about that long. I guess we still got some of them.
About 6 inches long?
About 6 or 8 inches long. The iron wasn't about 4 or 5 inches wide. That's 5 inches wide. I expect we've still got irons.
What kind of stove did she heat it on?
Just an old wooden stove. Just a little stove about that wide, about that big square, with about 4 eyes in it and a little oven to it.
About 4 feet? Three?
No, about 2.5 foot wide, or 2.5 or 3 foot wide, and about 2.5 or 3 foot square. You could get different sizes, fine, but when we begin to get a little modern, we got what they call range, you know, man, needs to be 4 or 5 foot wide and maybe have 6 eyes and some storage spaces in it, you know. But that's how you begin to get some modern stuff.
Yeah.
And after that washing business, we finally got a little gasoline washing machine, you know, a little old thing, and finally got a little better well and wash up at the house and use that little gasoline and a hand wringer, a wringer that you'd put clothes in and turn with your hand and dry them out, kind of, you know.
That would
wasn't much of a dry, but it would wring them, you know. You didn't have to wring them with your hand, twist them with your hand, you know. And that washed them in that gasoline washer, and that is quite of a change, you know.
That must have been. Now I see you have a gas heater here. How did you heat before you had a gas heater, like in rooms like this?
Oh, fireplace. Just wouldn't heat. You'd have to go to the fireplace. The rest of the room would stay cold. The rest of the house would stay cool. Well, iron, milk, and eggs used to freeze right in the house. Yeah. I mean, right sitting in the house.